This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 629, Live Mock Speaking Part 1 with Three Keys student Darshna.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll hear a live mock speaking test with Darshna, who gets feedback from me on how to get an 8 on her IELTS speaking test. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners and fans. We are here with a special guest. Lindsay and I had an awesome idea. We're going to do something we've never done on the podcast before. We invited a special student from Three Keys IELTS to do a live mock speaking test today. So we're going to do some part one questions with feedback. So listen up, guys, because Darshna is a real IELTS student, just like you. Welcome to the show, Darshna.
Thank you very much, Jessica, for giving me this amazing opportunity.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you. So let's talk about where you are with IELTS. Have you taken the test before?
Yeah, I've taken the test twice before.
Okay. And what were your scores?
The test before, it was back in 2015, and it was overall 7. And the second one was just in this June, and it was also 7 overall.
Okay. All right. So 7's pretty good, though. What scores do you need?
It was just, first one was, I was just checking my level. It was not needed, but okay. The second one was, I wanted it for immigration purposes.
All right. Are you going to Canada?
No, I'm already in Melbourne, but I want to lodge file for permanent residency.
That's awesome. Okay. So why did you decide to get into Three Keys IELTS?
Because I have, while searching on YouTube, I just came to know about you, your YouTube videos, and then your IELTS Energy podcast. And just by following your videos and your podcast and blog post, I could able to increase my speaking score from 6 to 7.
That's awesome. That's so cool. Listeners, if you are not paying attention to our YouTube channel, you should be. Go to YouTube and just search IELTS Energy TV because I post 2 new videos every week. There are literally hundreds of videos up there. But also our blog, like Darshna says, go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com because I also post a blog article every Friday. Okay, that's rad. So you were able to go from a 6 to a 7 in speaking, but you still felt a gap. You still felt that you needed something more?
Yeah, actually I need 8 each for making the point score and the immigration. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So let's focus on speaking. So have you finished the speaking module in the course?
Yeah, actually I have finished all the modules. Yeah.
Okay, rad. Do you feel like you have learned anything that will change speaking score, will increase it even more?
Yeah, I'm sure it will increase my speaking score, definitely, without a doubt.
Can you share with us maybe 1 or 2 tips that you feel like have helped you so far?
Oh, yes. The first, show your personality and just be yourself. He is not a monster from any other planet. He is just a human, and you just need to talk to them just like you are talking to your friend or family.
I love it. Oh, that's such great advice. Okay, so let's get into some mock speaking questions here. Let's see. So let's start off just like you will on the exam. Darshna, let's talk about where you grew up. Did you grow up in a house or an apartment?
I grew up in a big house in India with a beautiful, charming neighborhood. And it was quite interesting, as people in my neighborhood are very lovely and caring.
Okay. And what could you see from the window of your bedroom?
From window of my bedroom, it was a beautiful garden outside in the facade. And it was really... soothing to your eyes, because to see the lush greenery outside.
And what kind of house or apartment do you want in the future?
In the future, I would definitely like to own my own house to the beach side here in Melbourne. It's just like a dream right now, but I'm sure I will live that dream once in a lifetime.
Let's go on to talk about exercise. How often do you exercise?
Oh my God. Because I'm not doing as much as I should, but I just started doing some planks and some push-ups just last month, because I think I really need it now after my post-pregnancy.
Oh. Did you do a lot of physical exercise as a child?
To be candid, I would say I haven't concentrated much on exercise, because I think I'm so skinny and I don't need exercise at all. If I will do exercise, I'll get more skinny, and that's what I don't want.
Is there any type of exercise that you would like to try in the future?
I just started plank. I would go further into those yoga as well, because I've seen it on the videos while just Googling, because I'm not much into exercise. Because I heard that yoga is really very healthy for not only for our body, but for mind as well.
I love it. Okay. Thank you. That is the end of speaking part one. Okay. Darshna, that was fantastic. How often do you speak English? Hello, everyone. Don't forget to sign up for October's webinar, The Biggest Mistake You Will Make in Speaking Part 3 and How to Avoid It. Grab your spot now. Show up live to this invaluable opportunity. Go to allearsenglish.com/mistake.
How often do you speak English? Oh, is it right?
Yes, yeah.
As here I'm living in Melbourne, I'm getting that environment to speak with native speakers. So, yes, almost every day, I would say, yeah, at work or outside.
Okay, that's awesome. So Darshna is really lucky, right? Because you're already in Melbourne. You have the opportunity to speak English more. So I would like you to make a couple changes here. Darshna, when you are answering that first group of questions about the house, you sound more like a student than you do when you're normally talking. So, Darshna, you need to forget that it's a test. You need to, don't be a student, right? You need to answer like you're talking in real life, like you said before, right? Like you're talking to a friend or something like that. 'Cause here's the thing, like, as far as pronunciation goes, the best, most expressive answers I heard from you when you were talking about exercise and you're like, I'm already too skinny. I don't want to get any skinnier. And that was fantastic. The expressiveness. Sorry? Hello?
I couldn't hear you because it was breaking.
Okay. So, Darshna, when you answered the questions about exercise, that was fantastic. You sounded great. It was very expressive. If you, anytime you could laugh in the speaking exam, that's always going to be good, right? And Darshna, you could sound more natural while you were speaking English if you allowed yourself to use some informal fillers at the beginning of your answers. Okay. So a student goes directly into the response, but a native speaker would say, that's interesting. Well, you know, or so. So these informal fillers are great. Guys, come back to the blog post, search Darshna, D-A-R-S-H-N-A. I will link to an article about informal fillers because that is natural. Okay. Also, Darshna, for fluency and coherence, you could do better there by adding a few more specific details. So you did good in adding details about the exercise. Like, guys, I hope you heard that great vocab, like soothing to the eyes, lush greenery. That was fantastic. Post-pregnancy, very specific. But when you're talking about your house, I could use some more details about like the house you want in the future, right? So like details about how many rooms you want, what it's going to look like, stuff like that. Okay. So more details would definitely help. And also, Darshna, even though you get to speak English every day, I think answering test questions makes you a little more nervous, right? Because you're like, okay, I'm doing IELTS questions now. And so it sort of changes the way you're talking.
Yeah.
And so, so it would be great if you could practice more IELTS speaking questions with friends. Okay. And that way you can get more comfortable with them. But also, Darshna, I would like you to start reading out loud every day for 5 to 10 minutes because there were a few too many uhs and ums when you were talking. Okay. So when we read out loud, that really helps to like get rid of those. It just practices the fluency. So try adding that to your study plan. Okay.
Okay.
And definitely work in more IELTS speaking questions with people you're comfortable with, because I really think you deserve a very high score, but we have to get beyond the mindset of being a student on a test. And that's advice for everybody. The more you can get beyond that student mindset, the higher you will rise in your band score. Okay, so that's some speaking feedback. Darshna, do you have any IELTS questions for me?
Can I ask you only about speaking or writing?
You can ask me anything. Let's do one question. What is the most burning IELTS question you have right now, Darshna?
I have most burning question about speaking is I don't know how I'm gonna do it, because I could do it, raise my speaking score to 7, but I don't know how to do it 8. I want 8 in speaking.
Okay, that's great. So the difference between a 7 and an 8 on speaking is all about being natural. Okay, being more like a native speaker. So for fluency and coherence, using informal fillers, giving very specific personal details, talking to the examiner like a friend and not like a teacher. We need to get rid of that student-teacher mindset. That's the only way to rise to an 8 is to speak like you want to be there, like you want to be talking to the examiner. Okay. So informal fillers, get rid of that student mindset. And like I said, practice questions with your friends. As far as vocabulary goes, I could use, now it was only a few questions, but I could use some more native speaker description, adjectives, adverbs, slang, idioms. And you can get this from our YouTube channel, but in the course, just go to the bonus section and there's a vocabulary list there that you can use for sure. Okay. So details, being specific. And as far as pronunciation goes, be more expressive. Also, you can slow down a little bit and work on your emphasis. Okay. The more we can pause around important words, the more we can stress important adjectives and nouns, just like a native speaker would do, that's going to raise that pronunciation score to an 8. Okay. Because you can still have a little bit of your first language accent, but as long as you sound expressive, like you want to be speaking English, that's going to raise that score. Okay. So another thing that you can add to your study plan would be to watch clips on YouTube. You can use my videos and watch like 5 to 10 seconds and then mimic. Try to repeat and sound exactly like I do. Okay. Just to practice that expression. All right. But you can do this. You can get an 8. Totally, Darshna. I believe in you.
And I believe in you.
Thanks. That's awesome. Okay, guys, this has been fantastic. So guys, if you would like to get access to the same system of strategies that is helping Darshna to feel so confident, go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach for those Skype sessions with me. Go to those links, guys, when you want the course, because that's how you get the special bonus only for podcast listeners, how to wake up the examiner. Also, one more note before we say goodbye today. We are having an awesome, awesome webinar, The Biggest Mistake That You'll Make in Speaking Part 3 and How to Avoid It. So grab your spot now. Go to allearsenglish.com/mistake. Sign up for those October webinars. Okay, Darshna, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much, Jessica, for this incredible opportunity.
It's my pleasure. It was super fun. Enjoy the rest of your day, all right?
Okay, same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.